I used to think that I could imagine how Mary felt. It's not entirely accurate. I used to think that I could imagine how anybody felt, anybody does feel, upon learning about a pregnancy, one's own or someone else's. There was a time when I imagined that everyone responded to that news with the same joy and elation and anticipation, which I think we're obviously meant to take from this passage. There was a time when I assumed that there was no hesitation, no fear, only joy when Mary heard the words of the angel, "You're going to be a mother. You're going to bear God's son." I mean, she's confused about the details, but this is a joyful thing. But I've had some different experiences since that time. And I don't think that it's as clear-cut as it seems. Now, I've not had Mary's experience. Obviously, no angels have ever appeared to me and told me that I was going to bear a child, let alone God's child. And I also don't have Mary's experiences of being a young, probably no more than 13 or 14-year-old girl, terrified and largely alone in the world, unmarried, and finding out that I'm expecting a child. I have sat with women and teenage girls who have learned that. And I've seen the fear and the anxiety in their faces, in their bodies, in their posture. Sometimes shame, sometimes incredible terror. What will my boyfriend or fiance say? What will my parents think? How will my friends react? How will my community treat me? I imagine that all of that was going on for Mary, and she didn't live in the 21st century America. She lived in a time and a place where her pregnancy meant that she was suddenly vulnerable and exposed in horrific ways to the stigma and the scorn of the people around her. Oh, sure, she could tell them that, you know, an angel spoke to her and God's power overcame her, but do you really think a lot of people believed that story? No, she was afraid. I mean, she's confused when the angel greets her and says, "Greetings, God blesses you, God is with you." She's like, "Oh, I don't know what that means." I don't think that's the part that got her too terribly confused. And she asks a clarifying question, "What do you mean I'm going to have a baby? Have you missed the part where I'm not married yet? Have you missed the part where I'm a virgin and that isn't possible?" But the angel explains it further, and I think it's safe to say that this story was written down by a man, and he redacted a little bit. And he took out all the part in between of what she must have been feeling after the angel explains this whole thing and says, "No, you are to bear God's son into the world." That's a terrifying prospect. That's a terrifying prospect. I can't imagine the beginning of what she was feeling from her situation. But the prospect of being a mother can be frightening enough. I have learned in the intervening years that not everyone who hears about a pregnancy, their own or someone else's, can react with that joy. There are women who, like Elizabeth, have struggled for years, couples that have wanted to have children and have not been able to. And when they hear of a pregnancy, even in my own relatively brief experience in that situation, it can conjure up pain, frustration, a sense of unfairness, dare I say, jealousy. There are people who have lost pregnancies and lost children. And for them, hearing about another pregnancy, even one's own, can bring back that old wound again, the fear of the past repeating itself, the worry about being healthy. Heaven knows even a healthy pregnancy is scary enough and often filled with enough nausea and dizziness to have me bring a trusty stool along just in case I need to sit down for a little bit. Heaven knows that a healthy and routine pregnancy, if anything can be said to be routine about bringing a child into the world, is filled with anxiety and worry about one's physical health, one's emotional and psychological health. Am I ready for this? Can I really do this? Any child, not just, you know, if you think your child is the son of God, but any child, what a responsibility. What a weighty thing is being asked of a parent. to care for, to nurture? Can anyone feel that they're ready for that? Can any parent, whether a parent for the first time or a parent for the second or third or more, be totally ready, totally without fear, totally without anxiety and worry? And if you can, I hope that you'll let me know how you did that. Because I don't know how that works. For Mary, for her cousin Elizabeth, for their community, these are some miraculous pregnancies going on. And to imagine the pain and the frustration that Elizabeth and Zechariah have faced in wanting to be parents and not having been able to be so. And to imagine, on the other side, the fear that Mary and Joseph are suddenly facing of not yet being ready to make that decision and having it instead placed in their lives anyway. And we're told simply that she says, "Here I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me according to your will, O God." But there was a whole lot that went into that. There was a whole lot that brought her to that place. And I think that when the angel tells her that with God all things are possible, the angel is not just talking about how babies get made. The angel's not just talking about women who were supposed to and thought to be barren or women who were virgins suddenly conceiving. The angel is saying with God all things are possible in that joy can come in these places that are so filled with fear and so filled with anxiety and so filled with pain. The angel is talking, is speaking for God and speaking about not only Mary's life as a young woman, as a frightened woman, a woman living most likely in pretty severe poverty that we can't begin to imagine, a woman living in a society that presses her down as a woman, a society that forces her and her people to be subjects of another ruler of another nation, not their own. A society that strongly and strictly divides social classes and keeps people locked into kind of tiny boxes of possibility and of who they can be and of what they can be in the world. And the angel says to Mary, with God all things are possible. And see, to me, the miracle is not just that Mary conceived a baby boy, or that Elizabeth conceived a baby boy. The miracle is that joy entered in. In the midst of that fear and anxiety and pain and frustration and shame and stigma and whatever else was going on, in the midst of the oppression of a people and the depression of the poverty and the struggle that was going on in that time and that place, that joy enters in there. That's the miracle. This is the Sunday of joy. This is the Sunday in Advent when we reflect on the joy that Christ's presence brings to our lives, on the joy that this story teaches us and tells us about the expectation and the hope with which we wait. But for me, it also reminds me now that joy is never a pure, isolated emotion that can exist all on its own. That joy gets mixed up, muddied up, stuck together, gummied up with everything else that's going on around it. And that change, any growth, any new life that happens in the midst of other stuff, happens in a context of a world in need of light, in need of joy, happens in the midst of lives that are consumed, often overwhelmed, by concern for ourselves, for others, for people who are deeply suffering. We lifted some prayers today and reflected upon how hard it is sometimes to grab hold of that Christmas feeling or that Advent feeling of anticipation and hope when there is sickness and pain in our world, when there is sickness and pain in our own lives and in the lives of those we love. How do we find the blessing and the joy of the Christmas promise in the midst of that? But the truth of the matter is that every joy, every growth, every new life, whether it's the new life of a child or the new life of a community or a new hope in the world or a new ministry in a church, whatever it is, every new life, every new change comes with birth pangs and growing pains, comes with struggle and fear and anxiety and concern. And the miracle is that it comes anyway. And the miracle is that there is joy in it anyway. The miracle is that in this world, God's presence still enters in. I was struck in a particular way by the third verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem, which speaks of Christ coming to the world silently. Now again, we know that no child is born silently or easily or without great pain and struggle, as anyone who's ever witnessed a birth can tell you, let alone done the delivering can tell you. This is not silent in the sense that the actual event of Christ's birth is silent, but silent in the sense that it is an ordinary miracle, an everyday miracle, silent in the sense that there's no huge need for crashing cymbals and loud noises and pointing flashing lights saying, here's God's miracle in the world. Silently, gently, God's gift is given to the world. And so the song lyrics say, no ear can hear his coming, Christ's coming. But in this world of sin, and to sin I would add brokenness, pain, fear, struggle, sickness, illness, anxiety, greed, selfishness, all of the things that muddy up this world, in this world of sin, we're meek souls like Mary, like you and me, humble, ordinary people, where meek souls will receive him still, then Christ enters in. Nobody can hear it. Nobody can really predict where God's presence is going to unfold any more than we can grab onto any ordinary miracle, everyday miracle, and point at it and say, that was it. That was God's presence. But the miracle is that even and especially in a world of sin and brokenness and depravity and need, where meek souls and those most unlikely vessels that we call human people, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. And the joy is that despite everything or because of everything, there is joy in that. There is possibility in that. Not only that a child be born, not only that God's presence come, but that God's presence come even and especially in the darkest moments, in the moments most filled with pain, in the moments most fearful, when we need God the most. Because with God, anything, even joy in the midst of tremendous pain and fear, anything is possible. Amen.